Earlier in the show, education reporter Jen Sheehan told us about the possibility that ethnic studies and diversity departments at City College of San Francisco could be consolidated into one umbrella department. One of those is the Department of LGBTQ Studies, the first queer studies department in the U.S., founded in 1978. Professor Ardell Thomas heads that department, and I asked her what would happen if consolidation is carried out.
I think that the depth and richness of what each of our programs individually offers will be lost, that we will go into more of a more superficial introductory sorts of courses. As we stand alone now as separate departments, we all offer an introductory course to our study, Introduction to Women's Studies, Introduction to African American Studies, but we also
go deeper.
We all go much deeper. For instance, this coming semester, I teach a course called AIDS in America, and it focuses, and I'm going to be teaching it in the Tenderloin, and it focuses very specifically on the ways that homophobia, transphobia, racism, and classism played in immediately in the United States to definitions of who had AIDS and who our government and our culture thought was okay to let die. So that class, because we have such a nice broad range in the department, I'm able to offer something so specific. I have a lot of healthcare workers who don't even aren't after a degree at City, but they come in and take this class because they want to understand more fully the history of what some of their patients are struggling with.
Do you feel then that this course might be threatened?
Yes.
If consolidation happens?
Absolutely. Because then if we are starting to consolidate and crunch down on our offerings, you know, I am afraid that we're going to start to go less deep and just wind up doing intro to everything. And that's as far as we get.
Talk to me about what else do diversity courses do for students, not just academically?
That's a great question. Well, first of all, it's a way for people who have been marginalized in education and in our culture can come and take a class like the Latin American Latino Studies Department. Let's say the chair of that department, Edgar Torres, always talks about the first time he went and was in a class and there was a Latino instructor. And he had no idea that he could eventually become a teacher himself, a professor. And that being there, all of a sudden there's a door and a dream of what he could do if he wanted to do it. In my own department in LGBT studies, I very often have students who are struggling with so many things. But I'm going to focus particularly, we've started a brand new class, transgender studies focused class, and it's a culture and art course. So we're looking at transgender people and genderqueer people through time, historically and contemporarily. In that course, I had possibly the most ethnically diverse class I've ever had at City College. And that's actually saying a lot because my classroom is incredibly ethnically diverse. And most of the people in the class identified as either transgender or genderqueer. And within that class, for some of them, this was the one place twice a week they could come to where they did not feel like a freak. They could be in this class and in a safe space while we discussed issues that are relevant to them at this moment. Many of the students I get are on the edge of homelessness, if not homeless, and yet they still find a way to make it into the classroom once or twice a week, depending on when the class is offered, and are there and able to have a community around them.
So John Rizzo, president of the Board of Trustees, said he's the one who voted last month to dismantle a longtime system in which the chairs of academic departments teach fewer classes and receive a stipend to do administrative work. He said it's a cynical thing. No one in the administration is saying we're going to lose these diversity programs. We treasure them. But I can understand why the department chairs are opposing it. It's people trying to protect their salaries. End of quote by John Rizzo, president of the Board of Trustees at your college. What do you say to that?
I find that very interesting because, and I'll be perfectly honest, my salary, if I'm no longer department chair, will go down by $2,000 in the grand scheme of things. And I'm incredibly privileged to have a job and be teaching. So let me just say that. And for many people listening, that's a lot of money. In the scheme of City College of San Francisco and what they need to save, $2,000 is a drop in the bucket. And, you know, it won't, I mean, I might tighten up at the grocery store or look and see, do I need this, you know, extra magazine or something and decide no. But that is not for me, at least, and I can only speak for myself here. As a department chair, that's not my motivation.
What are you hoping for next in this struggle?
I'm hoping that the powers that be will really look at the numbers, because actually the department chair council has come up with other ways that we can actually save the same amount of money without getting rid of us. The other bit of news that never really got into the newspaper was that the department chair council last year, we already gave up part of our stipends to help them save money. So we're not resistant to other ways, and we have proposals out there, and I'm actually not one of the negotiators at the table, and it wouldn't be okay for me to even talk about that since I'm not sure.
But do you have enough support, do you feel? People behind you?
I'm hoping we do. I think that the smaller departments, we're holding our breath at this point.